This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the first full week of late spring. It's the third week of the swarming termite moon and the second week of the sun in Taurus, the height of the Eta Aquarid meteors. Middle spring seeds to late spring now, and under the closing canopy in the Eta Aquarid shooting stars, the wild phlox are purple in the swamp, ragwort is gold, May apples and spring cress flower, wild ginger, meadow rue, bellwort, jack-in-the-pulpit, nodding trillium, and thyme-leafed speedwell are still blossoming. The sticky catchweed replaces chickweed. Thyme and horseradish open in the herb garden. But if a person is restless and stricken with wanderlust by spring, then from this fragile space in the year, one can travel through all the layers of early, middle, and late spring. For just a few days, all of those seasons lie out totally accessible to anyone who will bother to go see them. As May begins, the lower Midwest lies between the first stirring of color in northern Minnesota and the leafing of all the trees along the Gulf of Mexico. If you travel to the Canadian border now, you will find the first cottonwoods budding there, the first crocus, the first daffodil and tulip foliage pushing out of the ground. It is still the second or third week of March in Ohio River Valley time. The city grass is green, but the plantings along the roadside are still brown, and the fields are all still dull from the cold. Gaining on spring at the rate of approximately one day for every 30 miles south, you will see the grass showing color near St. Cloud, Minnesota. And by Minneapolis, it's the 1st of April in Cincinnati time. A few tulips are in bloom, and forsythia is out, and daffodils are blooming, and maples flower, and willows glow. Into Wisconsin, down to Madison, the tree line comes alive with golds and pale greens, and dandelions appear in the lawns and fields. Scilla, bluebells, and daffodils are in full flower, and the first pink magnolias, too. Willows are starting to green up, and it's April 10th in Pittsburgh time. Into Chicago and northern Indiana, the intensity of color grows with each mile. All the winter branches filling in, redbud and apple tree blossoms announce the middle of middle spring. And then Kentucky brings out all the full garlic mustard by Lexington and middle May sweet rockets at the Tennessee border, moving the world quickly towards summer. It's clover time all the way now to the ocean. First the white, then pink, then the tall sweet clovers into South Carolina. The canopy closes in and loses its early brilliance by the time you pass into southern Georgia, where the redbud and apple blossoms are falling. In Mobile, Alabama, the leaves are full size. Mulleins and thistles and lilies are open. It's June. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the second week of late spring. In the meantime, if you want to recapture the new days of early spring or the vanishing flowers of middle spring, then travel north. To find the future, go south. And to follow the months day by day, you may be interested in my daybook for May from Amazon.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.